his offense is the right way of putting it, but
he was
coached
tight end,
by
I thought he was tight ends coach
okay.
at one point.
And somebody asked him, do you think that Smith will adjust his system to cater to what Najee does well? And he said no.
Cool.
And that pisses me off because that would be like if your starting quarterback's Lamar Jackson and your backup's Joe Flacco, you just keep the same damn offense?
Apparently.
When you've got two guys that couldn't have different or any more different skill sets? Call plays that bring out the best in the guys that you have, or if you don't believe it can work with those guys, don't play them and do something else. Throw the ball more like Ben's talking about. Become more of a pass-first offense. Don't just keep banging your head against the wall and saying, all right, Najee, give me 2 yards here and 1 yard there and 2 yards here and 1 yard there.
Okay, here's why I'm... I guess, I don't know if this is an inflection point, but it could be. You heard Tomlin break down their injury situation. He called it a laundry list. It is absolutely reasonable to assume that their defense might struggle against even a team like the Raiders. Did you see Brock Bowers, by the way, go off last week?
Yes, he doesn't look like a tight
end.
Salesman. He looks like a guy that also needs to just say, enough with the hair I have left. Just shave it down.
Did you see the catch and run he made, though?
I did. He's holding on to like the last few hairs like Homer Simpson. It's brutal.
He might have 10 catches for $150 and 2 touchdowns in this game. And they're not... My point is, you're saying open it up, do some things differently, throw the ball more. I do not think the Steelers will do that unless it's at in football terms at gunpoint.
Well, then they're going to have a lot of three and outs because just running the ball ain't going to work either.
Well, fall behind in games, we saw Fields look a lot different in the passing game, look a lot better once they got behind the Colts and behind the eight ball. Suddenly they're passing the ball. I do think philosophically from the top, the head coach feels like, and I think it's a flawed thing, he feels like if the game is close with the last 8 minutes or so to go, the other team will blink, his team will rise up and play better, and they'll win. And that doesn't happen that
often.
All
right, two big topics on the table. George Pickens, what Mike Tomlin said about him today. We'll play back more of those comments as we move along here. Is this a big deal? Is it a problem? 412-928-9370. How do you fix it? 412-928-9370. Also, it sounds like Tomlin is going to stick with Justin Fields for another week. Russell Wilson working with the second team offense. Is that the right call? 412-928-9370. Here is Corey in New Kensington. Hello, Corey.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, man.
Listen, here's my take on George Pickens. Someone needs to explain to him that this kind of behavior is only going to lead to him being labeled a problem, and it's going to keep him out of the big money.
That would be his agent's job if the agent was smart.
Well, he must not be too smart because he's letting him get away with it. Number two, I'd like to just talk about the offense, and I think you stick with Fields because, number one, he hasn't played that poorly. You know, I agree with Malzi that he had him in a position to win. Your defense needed to make a stop. They couldn't, they didn't, and they lost that football game. And I know people say you can't count on them every series. Well, the Lloyd-led defenses and the Polamalu-led defenses would have stopped that team because, number one, they aren't that good. And number two, they were all about winning football games. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Corey. Here is Denny on the fan. Hello, Denny.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Let me just throw something out there. I think they ought to hang on to Fields a little while longer because at least you know he's mobile and he can get out. You put Russell in there, that changes that defense right away. They know he's not going anywhere. Second thing is, you watch Mahomes' team, and you watch when Brady was playing. And I know it's going back a little bit, but they had always had a guy open that could run out from the line. Pittsburgh has no plays like that, so there's no place for a dump-off or into that secondary. So just a couple thoughts.
Well, I think that there are dump-offs in the offense. If I were going to criticize Fields, he gets a little wild with those still. Sometimes he's misfired on a couple of those to Harris. But you're not also, though, not going to make a living as an offense dumping the ball off repeatedly. Brady, I guess, kind of would dink and dunk teams to death, but he was like a master
you
craftsman.
You know what? That's actually been what Najee's done best so far this year.
Catch dump offs.
He's actually been pretty good as a pass catcher, which is how they used him his rookie year, and we really haven't seen it since. But that's the way he's been the most effective, as a guy that catches the ball out of the backfield, not getting handoffs or anything like that. They don't have a guy that gets open quickly. Calvin Austin is small, and usually those guys get stereotyped or labeled as those kind of guys. He doesn't do it. He's a guy that makes catches downfield. He's more of a burner straight line type. And we know Van Jefferson's kind of that same type of player, but he's not really good
at even
getting
open
doing that.
They traded the guy on the team who did get open. Yep. I mean, that's a fact.
How about Freiermuth, though, Chris? Isn't that what he should do as a tight end's best friend? I know it's in the middle of the field more, but Mike Tomlin was describing him as a wide receiver today. You're paying him enough money now. I don't think it's unreasonable to expect more production. I know he caught a touchdown pass in this last game, but he still leaves me wanting more. When they drafted him, I thought they were going to have an elite tight end on their hands for the next 10 years.
But he's just not Travis Kelce. He's not even Brock Bowers, who's not really a tight end.
Travis Kelce wasn't a first-round pick. My point is, like, I thought he was going to be a guy that was a day-two pick who had the chance to be a great tight end. I was dead wrong about that, and I don't think I could just say anymore it's the offense he's played in. Mr. Old School is next. Hello, Old School.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know, I told you guys that, you know, Smith ain't going to change his offense. Any other problem that I have with them, the way they're doing Najee, is that, yeah, they should be running A and B gaps, and they're trying to do these jet sweeps.
All right, I'll just ask you this then. Do they have an offensive coordinator problem still, yes or no?
No, I don't think they do. I think they got a Tomlin problem right now, and I agree with you all. I mean, just look at this whole thing. Tomlin put in Johnson and we don't even know where that receiver came from, but they're telling us that Roman Wilson's not ready to play. This guy comes off out of nowhere and plays, and Roman Wilson is on the bench. We have nobody that can do quick movements off of the line of scrimmage, and yet we got a guy that we got in the third round supposed to have that skill set. He's sitting on a bench.
Thank you, Mr. Old School. This is more about the Pickens and how that whole thing is playing out. Roman Wilson, one of the biggest things that gets said about him, his strengths as a football player, is how hard he plays.
Correct.
The scouting reports we got out of Michigan, we had their play-by-play guy on.
He blocks much harder than he
pretty much
size
said. This
indicates.
Guy will run through a brick wall, buck naked, to win you games. He does not care.
Where did buck naked come from? Why wouldn't it be butt naked?
I know. I've thought that my whole life.
Was there a guy named Buck known for being nude?
So you've got that guy who will do the Ronnie Lott cut off his finger to win a game for you thing. You've got him in the doghouse, and the guy that is your quote-unquote leader of the wide receiver room takes half the plays off and needed to get benched in the game on Sunday, and you stand up there and give us a totally BS thing because you don't want to tell us the real story because you want to protect your player, okay? But you're trying to cover up, and you're trying to pretend that your most talented and best wide receiver is not quitting on your team. That guy gets, you have his back, but you won't give the hardworking guy a shot. Tomlin talks all the time about football justice. That ain't football justice.
He's got to catch up and be sprinting to get on this moving train, though. Now, Pickens can jog next to the moving train, and that is apparently good enough.
Didn't this Brandon Johnson jabroni get on the sprinting train?
You know what I would honestly tell you?
He wasn't here the whole year.
You know what I would honestly tell you? Tomlin would say the guy had appeared in 20 NFL games before this. He's a veteran by Mike's standards. He caught 4 touchdowns last year.
412-928-9370. Jim is next. Hello, Jim.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Jim.
Hey, guys. Love the show, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Listen, I agree with the last caller. The problem isn't your offensive coordinator. It's that no matter who you bring in here, the problem is Tomlin. And as far as, Justin Fields, if the guys would catch the frickin' football, then, you know, he would look a lot better, and there wouldn't be a question about whether or not we should continue starting him or not. I watched the beginning of that last game, and the number of drops is unbelievable.
Well, Pickens had a big one, and then Hayward.
Well, there were three. There were three in the game.
Ben's Jefferson, calling him out for a drop.
Hayward dropped. He did. He dropped the ball. Like, he had two hands on it. He went to the ground with
and
his
Ben
hands still on it.
And Ben said, perfect throw. How about that?
I thought the throw maybe could have had slightly less air under it, and then maybe he catches it in stride and he goes the distance. But it's still a good enough throw to be, a 25, 30-yard game?
Oh, it's a massive play.
Van Jefferson dropped one later. Now, Fields almost threw a pick to him early. It should have been picked by Hooker. Pickens dropped one, Jefferson dropped one, and Hayward dropped one. That's probably 60 yards cumulatively you would have had.
All right, a lot of things on the table here for you to chew on. Tomlin sounding off on the George Pickens situation. What do you make of Pickens? What do you do with him? How do you handle that situation? How do you fix that problem? 412-928-9370. You've got Tomlin saying that Russell Wilson will work with the second team offense. Do you want him to start over Fields on Sunday? 412-928-9370. And what Big Ben said about the Steelers offense, calling out the offense, saying, quit hitting your head against the wall. Do we still have an offensive coordinator problem here? 412-928-9370. Whatever you want on those topics when we come back. First, a headline from our guy, Nelly.
I would like to have controlled the game more in that area, but early on, we weren't winning enough possession downs, and it was a limited possession game, so it probably didn't develop. The run game I'm speaking of probably didn't develop in the ways that we would like. I saw a foundation there, but the snap totality was not what we desired in an effort to really control the game. Dallas possessed the ball. We didn't win enough third downs. They did, particularly in the second half, and particularly in terms of the second half, the attrition component of the run game got compromised because of those variables. Dallas was converting third downs on offense, and so they were possessing the ball. It created a limited possession game for us. When we got going at such a pace where we weren't able to lean or focus on it in the ways that will allow it to lead the charge from an attrition standpoint.
44 minutes of horse manure from Mike Tomlin on the reasons why the Steelers' run game has struggled and specifically why it did not do well against Dallas, citing things like how long Dallas had the ball and some other crap in there that
possession
I don't even...
Possession downs?
Yeah.
Maybe you're the reason you suck on possession downs is because you're running so unsuccessfully on early downs, then facing longer possession downs means it's less likely that you're going to actually convert them.
Andrew is in Munhall. He's on the fan. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Listen, everybody talks about it's a Tomlin problem, and I get that 100%, but this goes deeper. It's an owner problem. I mean, Rooney enables this. This is the new standard. As long as we're competing for a playoff spot, he's fine with that. And the harsh reality is, unless Fox or CBS comes in and offers Tomlin a bag, he's not going anywhere, and we all know that.
When you say that, like, when you say Rooney enables it, do you even mean things like the wide receiver having always effing open on his face?
I think he says, hey, as long as we go 9-8, the team is yours, do whatever you want with it. And he's hands-off. As long as Tomlin is competing for that playoff spot, Rooney does not care what else happens.
Man, that is so depressing.
I do think talk is cheap when it comes to Art. I mean, he said there's an urgent, you know, desire and need to win a playoff game, but nothing that Art actually does.
Well, he did one big thing last year, though. I can't say he doesn't do anything because he fired Matt Canada.
Awesome. But they'd still have Kenny Pickett if Kenny himself hadn't requested a trade out of town.
Right. He'd be their backup.
But still, they wouldn't have felt like they needed to move on from a guy who I think pretty clearly will never be a starting quarterback in the league. Like, they were ready to go back to him if they felt like they needed to. They only upgraded the position in terms of athletic ability and even youth, because Fields is younger than him, because Kenny didn't want to be here anymore.
They pounced on two guys who became available, and I don't know if our dad Steelers would have done that. I don't think that...
Our dad Steelers wouldn't have needed to because my dad Steelers, yeah, they had Terry Bradshaw, but then again, when they had Terry Bradshaw, they had other guys starting.
No, but I'm just saying, like, after that, I think they would have tried to make it work with Kenny longer, or even brought Mason back, Chris. Well,
I wouldn't have minded if they had tried to bring Mason back. And I'm not...
I know, but you don't actually prefer that over what they did with their quarterback.
No, they
room.
Have a higher-end ceiling right now with Fields, specifically with Fields. But it's only going to matter if you get the most out of Justin Fields, which I never thought was a sure thing or even close to it.
Here's James on the fan. Hello, James.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man.
So I want Wilson for a couple reasons. And the first reason, I can't believe no one has mentioned this, pre-snap adjustments and reads and audibles has to be the most important trait for a quarterback. I don't see Russ or Justin Fields doing any pre-snap adjustments before he hikes the ball.
They don't want him to.
I gotta imagine Russell. Yeah, exactly, because Tomlin's never developed a quarterback in his career. He was given Ben and Arians and Ben and Haley. He hasn't had to coach a quarterback up, so Russell Wilson, he might actually allow him to call audibles and stuff like that before the snap, and maybe that will open up this offense.
I think we saw a tiny bit of that with Kenny, but obviously it didn't work. That remains to me the big $64,000 question here. Does Tomlin become more hands-off because he trusts Russell Wilson? I would say right now, the answer is leaning more no than yes, because he's not even trusting Russell Wilson enough, it sounds, to play on Sunday.
He's given Justin Fields one more chance, but it sounds like, hey, you have one more chance to essentially operate perfectly within a very limited
right, but
system.
I think if he was all in on Russell Wilson would have started this game on Sunday for sure. I'll end up being wrong about that.
We'll get him back. They're in purgatory again. He's not yet ready to go to Russell Wilson, which means he's not yet ready to give up on Fields for the time being, but he wants... I can almost guarantee you he's going to want Fields to play within the same constraints they've had all year. You don't win the game really for us. You just make sure you don't lose it.
412-928-9370. Josh is next. Hello, Josh.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Real quick, before I get into my point about the offense, Pony, my dad is Tom, who used to work at the Wetco they used to
go to. Oh, yes.
Say hi to you.
Yeah, he's the man. Great dude. Yes. Yeah. I'll mention we talk the next time I see him.
Yeah. All right. So I think that it does go to – this is all Tomlin and I think a bit of the owner issue, but I think just the hire at offensive coordinator, really Tomlin had his hands in, and he has too much of the hands in the offense. And I look at the other two leading candidates for that offensive coordinator position and Clint Kubiak and Cliff Kingsbury and what those guys are doing, have their offenses humming. And, like, I just don't see the Commanders really – like. Sure, Fields maybe isn't. Just,
they picked the guy that had the best run game background.
Yeah, right. The run game background.
I mean, that's what they wanted.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, I think they're kindred spirits, Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith. I know one guy's offense and one guy's defense. But if you look at the...
They believe football games should be one in the trenches and one with smashing the other team physically into oblivion.
Right. I mean, Arthur Smith did the same things Mike Tomlin did last year in Atlanta. He ran the ball on first down a ton, and he just about always ran the ball with a lead.
And Falcons fans were pissed that he didn't use Bijan Robinson, his most talented player, enough.
Now, I do think that Tomlin was told by the owner to talk to Arthur Smith because Arthur Smith came with serious Steelers references, guys like Malarkey and Wisenhunt and Dick LeBeau and these guys.
Who would he have talked to if left to his own devices?
Probably still Arthur Smith, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's purgatory. I wonder how the people, like...
You know, you say that, though. Who would he have talked to? Would he have just
elevated
Eddie Faulkner.
Probably.
Or Mike Sullivan. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. More of your calls coming up. Tomlin sounding off on George Pickens. What should they do with that? The quarterback situation, we're now getting people calling and saying they should go to Russell Wilson this week, even though it's sounding like it'll be Fields one more time, 412-928-9370. And who do you blame for the Steelers' offense? Tomlin slammed their offensive philosophy again, or Ben slammed the Steelers' offensive philosophy against the Cowboys instead. Stop hitting your head against the wall. What adjustment would you make there? Is Arthur Smith now an issue? 412-928-9370. Plus, the Donnie Football Debrief coming up, but first a Nelly headline. That music means it's 4:30, and that's time for a Donnie Football Debrief brought to you by his friends at Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Donnie on his way to host the Aland and Robert Show, 6 o'clock. Get up there to Minio's Pizza House in Allison Park. Say hello to the guy that almost preserved the Steelers' win Sunday and still, regardless, made one of the great defensive plays in recent Steelers history. We will power on without Donnie, get back to your calls in a second here. Two big stories in the NFL. One just happened. The other happened earlier today, but is sending shockwaves through the league. The first one, Devin White has just been cut by the Eagles. Moral of that story, both Devins sucked in that draft. We were getting the generic brand Devin, or so we thought, in Devin Bush. After the Buccaneers took Devin White off the board. And it was not a total bust there because he helped them win a Super Bowl and was very good in that playoff run. But outside of that, the guy was a disaster. I think got benched either the year or two after that. Was told to hit the road by Todd Bowles, a defensive coach. Landed in Philly where they always go with high pedigree, high talent guys. And he never played a down there. So happy trails, Devin White.
The moral of that story is you don't take off-ball linebackers in the first round, generally speaking, And if you do, you definitely don't take them in the top 10.
How about this? Is there a moral to this story? Do you spend $13 million a year on an inside linebacker?
Not when his best play came when one of the few truly great inside linebackers was standing next to him making $20 million. By the way, just because I'm feeling this way about it, Lavonte David, who I think is a Hall of Fame level player, who has been really good for a very long time at inside linebacker.
Yes, he's becoming the London Fletcher of this generation. Donnie's guy.
He's very good, and he's always been very good. 58th pick in his draft in 2012. Second round, late second round. Fred Warner, gold standards, third round.
Speaking of Tampa Bay, Chris, how are they going to play football games there again anytime soon? I'm looking at the maps and pictures of the weather system that's running through there.
It's a Cat 5 hurricane.
How are we going to get back to football games there? Is this going to be...
I know you don't mean it this way, and I know we are doing a sports talk show, so this is the frame we would be discussing it in. If that has a direct hit on Tampa, that's like they'll be doing what the Saints did in Katrina. They'll be playing in another city.
That's what it feels like, the way that this is
the storm
trending.
Surge, if this does direct hit, my understanding, I have read about this partly because I want to be informed, but partly because you're like almost morbidly curious. If it hits Tampa directly, it'll like wipe away enormous swaths of that entire area. I'm talking Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa itself, all those outlying beach communities. Like,
man,
right,
I love
on the
that
Gulf
area too.
I mean, Alex's dad has family who live down there. Ugh. Who got the hell out of Dodge, but like still, that is gonna... It's bad enough from Helene. They will not play there if this is a direct hit. They would have to, I think, get lucky to be able to come back there within weeks, even. It's bad.
The other big story is the Jets fired Robert Saleh this morning. Malzi said that one of the rumors out of there is Saleh was getting ready to fire Aaron Rodgers' BFF, Nate Hackett, and the owner, Woody Johnson, said, not so fast. Aaron Rodgers actually outranks you, Robert Saleh. So you're going to get the pink slip and not your underling coordinator as the fall guy. So we have two ways of doing things. Now, the Steelers' way has been way more successful in totality, which is the continuity of the head coach. Mm-hmm. Not so much lately, but overall still model much better than the Jets, who, since Chuck Knoll was hired...
By the way, I wasn't just rumor-mongering. Jonathan Jones from NFL and CBS was the one who reported that Saleh was considering a firing of Nathaniel Hackett. This wasn't like pulled out of the ether.
19 head coaches for the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Jeff Ulbrich being promoted since Chuck Knoll was hired. Do you think we can name 10 of them?
Since Chuck Knoll was hired, can we name 10 Jets head coaches?
Yep.
All right, I'll take the low-hanging fruit. Rex Ryan.
I thought you were going to say the low-hanging feet there.
Put my best foot forward and pick Rex Ryan.
Saleh.
Dip my toe into the water. Yep. Rich Kotite.
Yep, he was truly, tremendously bad at his job. How about... Hello, you play to win the game, Herm Edwards.
Herm is four. So
can
we've
you
got
name
four
one, Nelly?
Jets head coach
Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles.
Great work, man. He did not look like he enjoyed coaching in New York City.
Always has one of those resting bitch face looks, though. He always does.
He looks like he's deep in thought about somebody he's mad at.
There's
yes.
five.
How about this guy? He never blinked in the face of adversity. He didn't blink. Period. Adam Gase.
Six. How about Bruce Coslett?
There's another guy who just...
Seven.
Was he dog crap?
Weeb Eubank.
Since they hired Noel, yeah.
Eight.
Hold on.
I got one for you.
Weeb.
Lou Holtz.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nine.
Man, and then Lou Holtz found out quicker than, Nick Saban that he was cut out for the college game.
Hold obvious on. One.
Don't let me try it before you actually...
Okay.
Let me try to get one before you just automatically go with this. I'm trying to think of who was their coach during the... Was it Herm during the Doug Bryan incident?
Yes, it was.
I just want to try to figure out... Oh, Bill Parcells.
Yep, that was the one
tuna.
I read down.
The tuna. Do we count Bill Belichick because he got introduced
would
as one?
Would have also accepted Bill Belichick. How about Al Groh?
Oh, the Groh!
Who then replaced Belichick.
Okay, so how many are we at now? We might as well try to get to the finish line.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. 11, 12.
So we got seven more?
Well, Ulbrich.
Ulbrich counts, so he's six now. Six more. Was there an interim coach when Gase got fired, or was that after the end of the season?
I don't think so. How about Walt Michaels?
Oh, yeah. Good old Walt Michaels. Yeah,
who sure. I believe was the coach when they lost the AFC Championship game in 82.
I think I'm running out of steam here,
Dolphins.
Though.
Yeah, so am I.
4, 8, 12. I think we got, what, 14 or 15? That's
pretty good.
Missing
any more guys from the 90s? No. All right.
Hold on. Let me see on the old franchise encyclopedia who we were missing here. Oh, Eric Mangini.
Yeah,
that's the man genius.
That's an oversight. The guy that reported Spygate.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah, that's another bad one. He only coached 1 year there.
He did. And then, of course, how could we forget this man, a Pittsburgh native, Joe Walton?
Oh, that's right.
That's a
late
bad
80s.
One. And then the guys we would have been forgetting about, a dude, here we go, Charlie Winner, ironically named.
He lost a lot of games, Mousy.
He did not win a lot of games.
Right. Michaels was the coach in the 80s there, yeah. Wasn't he?
Ken Shipp, who was an interim coach. After Holtz quit, Mike Holovac.
Yeah, wasn't
And then, yeah, Michaels, Walt Michaels, who's also a Pennsylvania guy, was the coach for 6 years in the 80s. I can't believe we forgot Joe Walton. I can't believe we forgot Pete Carroll. And frankly, I can't believe we forgot
the man genius. We see him on TV
genius.
All the time. All right. Thank you for the debrief there, Nelly. Here is Brandon on the fan. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hello, Brandon.
So let's just talk about George Pickens for a second,
sure.
I think.
Sure.
Obviously, with the tape coming out of him, jogging his routes, not blocking. I don't understand what happened over the last even less than a year. He used to be the guy where the clip would come out. He's pushing over DBs, barely even touching them. Even back in his days at Georgia, fighting DBs, throwing them off the field, and now here he is just jogging around the field. I mean, you go back to when you first started playing football as a kid, you're taught, okay, if you block, you'll get yours. And I understand that he's obviously the number one receiver and he is supposed to be the focal point of the offense. But if you're jogging and not blocking on your run plays with Arthur Smith as your offensive coordinator, how are you expected to get the ball?
So what would you do moving forward with him, Brandon?
I think, I mean,
man, that heavy side didn't sound good.
No, because it is a situation that causes us to get very stressed out and exasperated by it. So I totally
I don't
where
think
Brandon
I think
is.
I think there is not a good solution to it. I think that's the problem. There's really nothing that feels like it can be done that's a magic solution, Brandon,
exactly.
Except have a better offense. The only thing that makes him happy is they're throwing the ball a lot, they're throwing it to him a lot, and he's catching a lot of passes. Although somebody sent this to me, Pony, are you aware he still has been targeted? He has been the target of 40% of Justin Fields' attempts. He's getting almost half the passes that this offense does throw.
He got targeted more than enough against the Colts, and he still had horrendous body language. What were you going to say, Brandon?
I was going to say he maybe not single-handedly cost them the game against the Colts, but I don't understand the Odell Beckham running around with the ball in one hand as soon as you catch the ball along the sidelines.
I just think he thinks that nobody's going to make that play on him. I just think he thinks he's better than the guys trying to defend
him. You know
what?
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Brandon, for the call and call back again. That, to me, can't get lost in all this. He is a very talented player. Ryan Clark said he might be the most talented wide receiver in the NFL. But he has a much higher opinion of himself than I think people in the NFL do.
Jordan Lewis is just a guy at cornerback, and he's crowing so much saying this guy ain't bleep.
Yeah,
he's soft.
Exactly.
He isn't that good. He's what was it? He's weak.
But he just has not even
I don't think it enters
enough to act this way.
I don't think it enters into his mind on a play like the fumble in Indy that somebody that an like a guy defending him would have the presence of mind to actually make that play. Because I think in college it probably doesn't happen.
All right, we're talking about a lot here. Mike Tomlin talked a lot about the George Pickens situation. What did we make of his answers? What would you do with George? 412-928-9370. Mike also made it sound like Russell Wilson would be a backup again this week. We'll start the week with the twos. Would you go to Wilson against the Raiders? 412-928-9370. You got Big Ben calling out the Steelers' offense. Do you think Arthur Smith is the issue with the Steelers' offense? Are we back to having a coordinator problem? 412-928-9370. And hear what Mike Tomlin said about George Pickens' effort when we come back. Did he have an issue with it? Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, low of 47 degrees. Quick timeout, long commercial-free segment.